Anyways, today, welcome to the Sagebrush Podcast. I am Ethan.
I am Warren.
And I am Nathan.
And today we're going to...
Yes.
Today we're going to discuss a couple different topics. The first one being stick shift.
What? I thought we were going to talk about manual drive.
Stick shift is a manual.
I think the correct term is manual drive.
Anyways, out of the three of us, or out of the four of us if you include Batman, I'm the only one that knows how to drive stick shift.
But not anymore.
And so I taught these hooligans how to drive it today.
Actually, it was my dad who taught me.
I pretty much taught you guys.
I taught you.
Ethan,
I figured it out. I made more headway with my dad than I ever did with anyone else.
Anyways, I took about 5 seconds and then I understood it. So,
even though Oren was better at getting up the hills than you were, just saying.
Debatable.
Could we just point out that the Pathfinder is an easier car to drive than that red car that's out there? Let's talk about the red car. Let's talk about the red car for a second.
Okay, so this car has 320,000 miles on it.
Okay, let me give context here. So this car has been in my family, that's me, Oren, for about 25 years, longer than I've been alive. I'm 21 years old.
Don't tell your age.
It's okay. They can know my age. I don't care. Anyways. You're the one who freaking gave him a trajectory for telling him geographical locations and stuff like that. So I don't want to hear this coming from you.
For your information, Ethan is 15 years old.
I agree.
I'm not 15.
He's a 9-year-old at heart.
I hate you all.
Anyways, so yeah, the red car. It is a 1993 Geo Prism. Geo Prisms are awesome because they are basically a Chevy body with a Toyota Corolla engine. If I remember right, it was Chevy who collaborated with Toyota to make this vehicle. And they no longer exist, obviously, but the company
except
Geo Prism,
this one,
but it still runs after all these years. So.
And it's my dad bought it brand new back when he was in college, and he's had it since his married life, and I grew up riding in that car all over the place, and yeah, I mean it's kind of like a rite of passage for a family to learn how to drive it and stuff. And as Ethan mentioned before,
no, it's not.
It's like 300,000 miles.
320,000.
320,000 miles on it.
It's a crap ton.
Yeah. And it's a hard one to drive. Let's just Nathan can testify over here because he's driven several different cars.
Well,
stick flip. It's pretty hard.
It's not that hard once you get used to it.
But once you get used to
it's
it.
Just
but
it's hard for you.
It's hard. It's harder. You mentioned it was harder. You said so yourself.
It was harder than the Pathfinder.
It's on the books, Nathan. It's on the books.
It's harder than my car.
In our endeavors to learn stick shift today, in this neighborhood, we were driving up this hill. And me and Oren were struggling to get up it. And it was smelling pretty bad.
And the car was smoking.
So
it was bad.
We were learning.
It was bad.
But it was fun.
We had to roll the car back down the hill and then start it on flat ground and drive it away.
Hey, but we got back in one piece, and that's important thing.
Very.
And but the car made it back to Oren's house somehow. So.
Probably tortured it to death, but
it still drives, kind of.
Actually, yeah, it recovered better than I thought it would.
Our foots were only completely down on the pedal, and it wasn't going.
Well, yeah, that was because we...
User error.
Not user error.
Yes. No, it was user error.
I got up the hill.
It was user error. I can admit,
you got up the hill because it went down and then went back up.
No, I got up that hill before. Remember? I drove
he got up
that.
One. He got up
you
one
had
even
momentum.
Harder.
You didn't really stop as hard as
no,
I
No, dude. He was on a
I
hill
went up
harder
a harder
than
hill
that.
Than that.
That was a way harder hill. That one super steep one.
No.
I dare you to go up that hill, Ethan. You won't be able to.
We'll not in right my now. Car. Not
we
in
could
my
do
car.
It right now. And you're not going to be able to make it up
Let's
there.
Let's do it right now.
I guarantee you can't make it up that hill.
Let's do it.
Fine.
We are not doing it in my car.
But you'll probably kill Warren's car if you try to do that.
We're not doing it in my car.
Okay, fine. Buy your own stick shift and try to make it up that hill.
I'm not buying a stick shift.
Why not?
Automatic so
only older cars have that, and all of them have too many miles.
Yeah. They don't make stick shifts anymore.
I need a car
unless
that's
it's a unless it's a sports car, like a luxury car, and then they do have stick shifts for those.
Yeah. Everything's automatic now.
I like stick shift. It's
they're
fun. Fun to drive.
They're not convenient.
It's true.
If you know, for your commuter car, you don't necessarily want a stick shift because, like, you can go to Chick-fil-A, get Chick-fil-A, driving down the street in your sandwich, you don't have to shift.
Yeah, but I don't try to eat while I drive, though.
Why not?
I park and then eat and then I drive.
I eat Chick-fil-A when I drive.
Wow. Well, I don't try to eat when I drive either.
Yeah.
So.
Chick-fil-A does not wait.
You wait, then you eat Chick-fil-A. That's
no.
what I
yeah,
said.
No, yeah, no, no, it doesn't. Yeah, you want to eat it fresh, so you park and then you eat it.
Or you eat it while you're driving, make better time.
No.
No, I disagree. Unless you're like in a super hurry. I try to not to eat when I drive.
Because how are you going to open your Chick-fil-A sauce and stuff and dip your waffle
exactly.
fries in there?
You just
exactly.
take your hands off the wheel and you open it.
That's okay.
You just
well,
take your hands off the wheel.
You're
oh,
that,
I do that all
it's
the time.
That simple.
I'll sometimes put one finger
CIA
on the wheel.
And the FBI
and drive.
Are listening. We have it on record here that Ethan doesn't drive by holding the wheel.
I drive fine.
Yeah, sure.
If you eat Chick-fil-A while you drive, please leave a comment.
Five star, right? Please leave 5-star.
See previous podcast for inside joke.
Anyway. We only made one other podcast.
That's why I said previous.
Okay, fine. You said previous podcast, plural.
Episode.
Whatever. Anyways, yeah, if you eat while you drive, you're
fine.
A menace to society.
No, menace to society.
If you text while you drive, you're a menace to society.
Okay, I agree with that.
Don't do either, please. Stay safe out there. It's better to stay alive than have your belly full while you're driving.
Yep.
Yes, but remember,
your belly will be full if you get into a wreck just with the shrapnel.
That's true. The last thing you would taste would be Chick-fil-A.
That's a good way to go.
That is.
If I'm going to die eating Chick-fil-A, it's going to be of old age. Not... in a car wreck. Because I don't want to
tell the audience about your grandma's story.
Oh, yeah. I got to tell that. Okay.
Well, your great-grandma.
My great-grandma. Okay.
So this is why she died.
This is not why she died. She lived a long life.
No, it's why she died happy.
Define long life.
96 years is long.
You could go longer.
Why would you want to go longer?
I want to go longer.
She was blind. She was blind in her left eye. She could barely feel anything in her fingers. She had 8 needles stuck in her thumb. Because what happens is she would sew, because she loves to sew, and she'd accidentally prick herself. She wouldn't even feel a thing, and it'd get stuck there, and then she'd notice it later. And she'd just break the needle off and leave the needle in her thumb. She had like 8 needles in her thumb.
This is because she didn't take care of herself because of the story.
She was 96.
No, she's 96.
Now, I'm going to live to 100. I'm going to be the guy skiing at 102.
Why do you want to do that?
Because that'd be awesome.
Dude, if I was like 96 and I was blind, I would just want to die.
No,
honestly. Same.
I would keep going.
Let me die in peace.
Yeah.
All right, Orin, tell your story.
Anyways, so my great-grandma Armstrong, related to Neil Armstrong, in some way, shape, or form.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah, lived her then.
Anyways. Yeah, he did.
He's still alive.
Yeah, I know.
Neil Armstrong?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but he's younger.
He actually doesn't think we should colonize Mars. So, what's his name? Musk did not like that. He was sad.
Well,
because Armstrong is like one of his heroes, right?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw an interview with that. Anyways, back to the story. My great grandma Armstrong, she's the most lovely individual in the world. Super kind. Every time we went to visit her, she always tried to give us her stuff, and we're just like, no, grandma. I mean,
that's because she's your grandma.
I know. But she like tried to give us like money and stuff, and we're just like, okay, stop, grandma. But yeah, because she needed it for herself, because she needed, like, she was like, most of the rest of her money was gone to someone, a caretaker for her in her house and stuff. But anyways, went to visit one time. She's like, let's go get lunch. So we went to get lunch, and you're like, where are we going to eat? And she's like, I want to eat a Chick-fil-A. We're just like, okay. And I'm like, I ain't got about pass up Chick-fil-A, dude. Chick-fil-A is the best. And I'm just like, okay, we'll go to Chick-fil-A. This lady goes to Chick-fil-A, and the caretaker asks what she wants. And she's just like, I want to get me a Chick-fil-A sandwich, large fry, and a large root beer. We're just like, what the heck? You know, old people, they're not supposed to eat that much. And but she's like 96, given.
So I once calculated how much calories a number one combo of Chick-fil-A is. And it's like, I can't remember the exact number, but it was like 2,000 calories.
2,000? No, not a sandwich and fries.
Well, okay. I had a shake.
With a shake, yeah, it would add good calories. But it wouldn't be 2,000 calories.
It was a lot of calories.
That's not 2,000 calories, but whatever.
We can look it up right now.
Okay.
Calorie count for number one at Chick-fil-A.
A large
one. Well, look up Chick-fil-A menu because they give you the calorie. We can just add it up.
Looking at the Chick-fil-A.
This makes me want to listen to the Chick-fil-A song.
That's a good song.
Okay, here's the number one. The original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich.
How many calories? 440?
440 with the fries. I want the combo. How does it look like that?
You have to order pickup. Order pickup.
Okay.
And just make the order and then we'll cancel it.
Whatever. So inconvenient.
You're ordering online. But then go back and just go to the fries.
Just look up the calories for you.
I got 440.
Number one. Oh, there you go.
How many calories is the fries? That's what I need.
Just
look up fries. Waffle fries.
No. Combo. There you go. It's 440 calories and 18 grams of fat.
With a Froffle Fries and meal, you've consumed 840 calories. So it's not that much.
Plus the shake, though. This isn't factoring the shake.
Well, she didn't get a shake. She just got a large root beer.
Just look up how much the shake calorie is.
You're so invested in this. I'm just going to finish my story. It really doesn't matter that much. It's so useless.
The people will never know.
Or they can just go to Chick-fil-A and find out for themselves if they're really that desperate.
Well, maybe they live in parts of the country that don't have Chick-fil-A.
No one's going to be living
in those soul barren islands of civilization.
And they're not. If they have the ability to listen to this podcast, they have a Chick-fil-A.
Like, no, they don't have Chick-fil-A's in California.
Well, they're sad individuals. They don't like Chick-fil-A.
There's no Chick-fil-A in California?
Nah. There's only three in Washington.
Wow.
They don't like Chick-fil-A because of political reasons. Anyways, moving on. And so, yeah, she got this big old meal and she ate the entire thing. And yeah.
That's the story?
That's the story. This 96-year-old grandma, great grandma. Oh, she's so old. Anyways.
So you interrupted my scene, the shake, for one more sentence of your story.
I wanted to finish it.
You could have finished it, then looked it up.
We're arguing for stupid reasons. Anyways, moving on.
Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is good stuff, people.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is awesome. Not sponsored, but could be.
You never know.
Any people listening here? Sponsor us?
Anyways,
greatest 5 stars.
On to our next subject.
Next subject.
Are we gonna do it? Are we gonna talk about what?
That is the worst transition ever.
You really want to talk about it, Nate?
All right. So she basically, this man has been away for a long time and took a break from the worldly aspects of our lives, which include things like watching good movies. And he came back and he watched some bad movies. And we're about to talk about those bad movies. For those who... They can hear you. Don't worry. Don't worry. Okay. They can hear you. For those who don't know, we are big Star Wars fans. We love Star Wars. Star Wars is fantastic. Star Wars is the greatest thing ever. It really is. My favorite movie of all time is Empire Strikes Back.
New Hope's
better.
It's the
best. It's the best. No, Empire Strikes Back is so much better.
New Hope is better.
Empire Strikes Back.
They're both
New Hope
good.
Is better. Anyway. Okay. Let me speak to you people for a moment. So this will determine if you are intelligent or not. So the original three Star Wars are cinematic masterpieces that are amazing. The prequel movies are what I call good movies with bad scenes, right? You got things like Darth Maul, Duel of Fates, Count Dooku, Clones, all that kind of thing, right? And those are awesome. And then the occasional bad thing like Anakin cringe and love stuff, right? That's typically the bad stuff.
The dialogue is pretty trash.
The dialogue's not too bad.
It's pretty bad.
There's bad scenes.
There's bad
scenes.
Need
I remind you, you're exactly how I remember you in my dreams.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's why I said Anakin cringe. Besides that, the dialogue's fine.
I'm haunted by the kiss you should have never
given me. Anakin cringe.
Yes.
And most of that is in the second one.
You changed the actor. The scene's still just as bad. It's dialogue issues.
Well, it's the love bad dialogue. Scenes, bad specifically scenes. The love dialogue. The rest of the dialogue's fine.
There's some pretty bad ones. It's all Obi-Wan's fault. He's holding me back.
Again, Anakin cringe.
I like those scenes.
That's bad.
They show Anakin is a person who struggles. I like that.
Yeah, but it doesn't make any sense. It's so cringy.
Yes, because people blame others for their problems.
Yeah, let's get back to the point.
It's so cringy.
Okay, so then that's the prequels, right? They're decent movies. They're not as good as the original three, but they're still decent. Am I too loud?
Yeah.
Okay. But then we get to what I call sequel movies.
See where I'm sitting right here? Like, they can still hear me from here. And I can still hear you from over there, too.
The sequel movies are bad movies with good scenes.
Yeah.
And let me tell you why. The characters suck. Not one of the new characters is better than anything. Literally, no one cares about any of them. Rey is a Mary Sue. She's good at everything for no reason. She has no development, and she's lame. Kylo Ren is the only one who has some development, and it's not even that great. He's just a worse Darth Vader.
I'm just going to play devil's advocate here for a second. Rey has development in the last movie.
Yeah, the worst freaking development I've ever heard. She literally...
She trains. She only just floats in the sky for like 5 minutes and then comes down and sighs like a depressed teenager.
Well, no.
Thinking like, oh, I can't connect with the ones before me.
And the worst thing is...
Sorry, I'm the worst devil's advocate there ever was. Sorry.
But this is probably my least favorite part of Rey. So, spoiler alert for episode 9. I can hear you. In the end of episode... All right, spoiler. You've been warned. In the end of 9, Palpatine comes back in 9. So they bring back the old villain, but worse, again. But even worse than that is Rey finds out that Palpatine is her grandfather. So not only does it come out of nowhere, But then all of a sudden,
kind of like the lightning out of her fingertips, out of nowhere. Don't get started.
But the dumb thing is, Rey, the whole trilogy, she doesn't feel this like draw to the dark side at all. And then she finds that out, and magically she has this draw to the dark side. It's like, what? Where did that come from? It's lame. And then, just at the end, oh my gosh, it's such a bad movie.
What happened to the end? What's wrong with the end?
Palpatine force lightnings a space fleet.
That was pretty.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, dude, that was cool. That was cool cinematically. You know,
it wasn't cool. It was cheesy. And they transport lightsabers and the force healing. I wish every Jedi before him knew that. Let's not forget the space
horses.
And then the space horses.
They're not using speeders.
They're using space horses. Oh my gosh.
Jam their speeders.
Well, we recommend that you watch the Hishi, that How It Should Have Ended version of
that. Yeah, they sum up everything wrong with that film pretty well.
But then the worst thing a sequel do, and this is a problem with the whole sequel series, sequel trilogy, so 7, 8, 9, is a sequel should build upon the original, right? The prequels built upon the original 3, and they did a good job at it. The sequel movies take your original trilogy cast, make them all washed up, and nothing matter from the original, and try to replace them with new characters who are lame. Poe is a worse version of Han Solo. Rey is a worse version of Luke. Finn is a worse version of... Well, Poe and Finn are both kind of trying to be Han, but...
Poe, I think Finn's my favorite character out of all the new cast.
He's the best one, but it's still not that great.
He could have been amazing.
He could have had a lot more development, though.
He could have been the best story arc.
Dude. If he died like trying to save everybody in the Last Jedi, it would have been so much better. That would have been like
Rose.
Oh, yeah, Rose. Oh my goodness, man.
Basically, our point is,
don't even start with her.
Those movies were a huge letdown, and they could have been great, but they're trying to replace the original trilogy with a new trilogy.
Okay, explain to me this, because I mean I still have my gripes with the prequel trilogy when it comes to some things.
Okay.
One thing is, why didn't they make Obi-Wan a Jedi Master? I'm just curious. What's your opinion on it?
He's a Jedi Master in 3.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. Not he, we are. You are on this council, but you be not.
That's Anakin, not Obi-Wan.
Oh, sorry, Anakin. I meant Anakin. Why do they not make Anakin a Jedi Master?
Because they only let him on the council for political reasons.
So you're saying they were playing politics?
Really young. He was still
okay.
Pretty young.
Okay. So you're saying so it was for political reasons, but why wouldn't they make him a Master?
Because the only reason they let him on the council is because Palpatine asked them to, right? The Jedi at that point were trying to play politics because they were kind of forced into that world by the war.
Yeah, but you also have to understand, like, becoming a Jedi Master, you know, it has to do with, like, you have to accomplish some great feats to become a Jedi Master. And Anakin Skywalker, I don't know if you guys have seen the Clone Wars series, but he did so much stuff.
Yes, but he was...
So much stuff.
They felt he
was
not...
of becoming a Jedi Master.
He was not developed enough in his more spiritual force aspects.
He should have been a Jedi Master. I just want to point that out. There was literally no point. It was honestly, and they kind of played this off in the Clone Wars series too, that Mace Windu kind of just had beef with Anakin for some reason. And they never really explained it too well. But Mace Windu just didn't like him for some reason. It literally had, I mean, of course they saw the dark side in him, but there were plenty of other Jedi that had like dark side in them as well. But it's just, I don't know. I think... My theory is that Mace Windu was kind of jealous of Anakin and the fact that he was the chosen one. That's my theory.
Well, and I think that Mace Windu also didn't like Anakin's sense of like arrogance and recklessness.
Dude,
I think he didn't like that.
Mace Windu in the well, you probably haven't gotten to some parts, but there's some parts in the Clone Wars where Mace Windu is pretty arrogant, and most of it has to do with just his involvement with whenever Anakin's involved, he gets super arrogant, just because he's trying to. That's why my theory is that he's kind of like in a sense jealous of Anakin.
Well, he doesn't trust Anakin either.
True,
but it's stated
until
in 3.
The end. But in 3, he's just like, if what you said told me is true, then you would have gained my trust. I bet you at that point he was like willing to like, you know, it'd be an advocate for him to become a master. But you know the whole.
And then he cut his hand off.
He cut his hand.
Spoilers for 3.
If you haven't seen Star Wars by now, you suck, dude. Honestly.
Hey, don't tell them they suck.
Nah, dude.
Hey, God loves you.
No, but you suck, dude. You should have seen Star Wars by now.
Maybe they live outside the U.S.
True, you're so right.
My again, bad. God
apologize
loves you.
For
He's
my,
wrong.
You apologize.
My privileged lifestyle. Hey, I'm gonna admit.
However,
privilege.
If you haven't seen the Star Wars movies, watch the originals first. So watch 4, 5, 6, and then watch episodes 1, 2, and 3.
And then skip 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, don't even watch those.
Okay. On to our next subject.
Nah, we're not moving on to the next subject. I'm staying on Star Wars for a little bit.
I think they're kind of done listening to us to what with Star Wars.
Nah, dude. I can talk about Star Wars all day long.
I can awesome. Too. We're trying to be entertaining for them.
I think it's pretty entertaining what we're talking about.
Well, what else do you want to talk about?
Well, ask him that. He's the one who wants to change the subject.
No, I mean, what do you want to talk about as far as
Star Wars wise?
Well, I'm saying we're on a roll here. Why stop it? Well, you're the one who stopped it because you said we should change subjects.
I will give another example of how Disney Star Wars fails. Rogue One is probably the best of the Disney Star Wars movies. And it was a sore missed opportunity.
Why? It wasn't that bad.
Why? I will explain. I think it's a good movie. It's, in my opinion, it is the seventh best Star Wars movie. But it had a lot of things.
I kind of liked Rogue One a little bit better than Phantom Menace.
I like Phantom Menace better. The biggest reasons are Rogue One. The main character, Jyn Erso, she's not that great.
Yeah, she doesn't have any clear goal, which is kind of annoying.
Cassian Andor, he's probably the best of the new characters, just because he has some development and some complexity. But still, they don't really flesh out the characters in the new one. There's kind of, you know, this dude's the pilot who betrayed the Empire. This dude is the kind of the Force guy who did this or whatever, right? They're more of like stereotypical roles, not really depth characters.
I thought the blind guy was cool,
but he's not very depth.
That's true. I agree with that.
But here's what could have made the movie better. So Chira is the Asian dude who he's trying to have a connection with the Force. He should have been a Jedi from before, who survived Order 66. And him and Darth, the whole best part of Rogue One is the Vader scene, right? They could have had Darth Vader fight him. So a Jedi from Order 66 versus Darth Vader on live screen. And it would have been awesome.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. But yeah, the reason why I say I like Rogue One a little bit more than Phantom Menace is because the only part I like about Phantom Menace, really, is the fight with Darth Maul and the soundtrack of Duel of the Fates. That's it. And that's like the last part of the film. All the rest of the film isn't that great.
I disagree. No.
Jar Jar sucks.
No, the best parts of Phantom Menace are that fight and Qui-Gon Jinn.
Okay, Qui-Gon Jinn's cool.
I like the pottery.
But the best part of Qui-Gon's character awesome. Comes out when he's fighting Darth Maul.
There's other cool parts with Qui-Gon.
Yeah, when he says, like, oh, I'm going to train Anakin anyways, even though the Jedi Council, like, that part's cool. And then the fight at the end with Darth Maul. But there's, like, nothing else. You can't say anything else good about that film.
Really, I like the pod cool. racing. I like the
pod racing was horrible.
I like the beginning.
What? You don't like the pod racing?
I didn't like the pod racing.
I really like the beginning.
Nah, I disagree.
Jar Jar is not that bad.
Jar Jar, the fact that you're defending Jar Jar right now tells me your taste.
Jar Jar.
And that means your tastes are bad.
I'd rather have Jar Jar. Or just
nostalgia goggles.
Oh, yeah, it could be that
no,
too.
No. Nostalgia goggles. I would rather have Jar Jar than Rey.
Well, same. I'd rather have Jar Jar than Rey. But at least Rey does stuff helpful for people. And Jar Jar literally is just there to mess things up.
Hey, you've seen Clone Wars. Jar Jar saves the day sometimes.
Dude, somehow. He sucks, man. He sucks.
Jar Jar is not the greatest character, but he's not as bad as people make him out to be.
I'll tell you what, he has more depth to his character than Rey ever did.
He does.
But yeah, I don't know.
Speaking of Jar Jar Abrams.
Jar Jar Abrams. That's terrible.
He tried to make a Star Trek film.
Star Wars themed.
Yeah, his version of Star Trek, not even a real Star Trek.
I thought the first J.J. Abrams Star Trek was
good. I liked it.
It was okay, but it's not a Star Trek movie.
It was good. It felt Star Trek movie to me when I saw it.
Have you seen the original Star Trek movies?
Mm-hmm.
It did not feel like a Star Trek movie.
I watched the original TV show, dude.
So did I.
Captain Kirk, dude. He's the best captain.
Well, I don't know.
Captain Kirk's so sick.
I like Picard, though, too. He's so cool. Picard is really cool.
Have you seen Capital One Venture Card commercials with him in it? It's awesome.
I like Picard a lot, though.
Okay.
Picard is cool.
Picard's cool.
They're both really cool.
Captain Kirk, though, he's classic, dude.
I think the original Star Trek has a better like cast overall because you have like Spock and Kurt and all them.
Yeah.
In the next generation, all I really have is Picard.
I know. It's a cool universe. Star Trek universe is pretty cool. Not as good as Star Wars though.
True.
But yeah. All right. I guess something else we could talk about maybe some. Should I think again?
No.
No.
If you don't understand what I just did there, listen to our last podcast.
Refer back to the first podcast.
Yeah. I got something. Okay. So, I don't know about you guys. You guys probably didn't grow up with it. Well, Nathan probably grew up with it more than Ethan did on my side. But video games have been a huge part of my life. And they were one of my favorite pastimes, but more so with friends than doing it solo. But there's one game that I would love to play solo all the time, but it was even better, just enhanced with friends, and that is Halo.
Halo it's a good game.
Is an amazing game.
Okay.
It is so incredible. It is the story is incredible. The gameplay is incredible. The
soundtrack is incredible.
Yeah.
I would actually argue the story is not incredible.
The story is incredible. No. It's so good. It's so good. It's way better than Titanfall, like you claim to be. Titanfall is not that
good. I like the Titanfall universe better.
Dude, the Halo universe is so much better.
It's kind of lame.
What is lame about it? Super soldiers. They get physically augmented, and then they get this sick armor, and then they go out and fight these aliens. It's so cool.
I don't know. I like Titanfall.
The battle
like
the of AI.
I like the idea of these colonies rising up against their overlords.
That's how the Halo. Off. That's the Halo universe starts. The Halo universe starts. Yes, that, before the Human Covenant War.
You're attacking the colonies.
Before the Human Covenant War.
You're the guy shutting down the rebels, though.
Yes,
in Titanfall, you are the rebels.
No, but I like the
Titanfall did the rebel idea better because in Halo it only lasts like one mission and then the Covenant show up.
Well, if you read the books, which you haven't, then you'd understand how great Halo is. But yeah, the game is fantastic. From a game standpoint, even
Halo is better. From a gameplay standpoint, Halo is fun.
Halo is so much better.
In my opinion, it's not the best shooter.
It is. Well, I wouldn't say it's the best shooter.
The original
Call of Duty. But it's definitely my favorite shooter.
My favorite shooter is Battlefront 2.
Battlefront 2 is so... Okay, we could talk about that all day, dude. Battlefront 2 is also for my
childhood. The original Battlefront 2. Not this EA crap.
Yeah, EA is garbage. EA stands for everything... What is it called? I forgot what. Oh, dang it. It's not the tip of my tongue. It's like.
The American devil.
I don't remember. EA.
EA is the government of the business of video game world. Inefficient.
EA Sports. It's in the microtransactions. Well, I'm going to look up some stats here on my Steam for how much time I spent playing Halo.
Oh, man.
And I downloaded this, like.
Master Chief Collection's on Steam now?
It's on PC.
I'm surprised.
It's so awesome.
I'm surprised they put it on Steam.
Yeah. Literally, when this is, we were talking about this earlier, but all these people, because you, in order to, so the Halo Master Chief Collection is a collection of all the Halo games from Halo 1 and so on with Halo Reach, but they don't have Halo 5 on there, but they probably will eventually. But and Halo Infinite comes out this fall, which is kind of sick.
Well, all the new Halos are just microtransaction filled, though, and kind of crappy.
They fixed Halo 5, it's not like that anymore. It's not like that anymore. But, anyways, so yeah. And they originally was only Xbox. Halo has been Xbox exclusive for years on end, but only until recently did they,
like a year ago,
they put it on PC, which was an insane move. And now all these Microsoft accounts, all these Xbox accounts the people have been online for like 12, 15 years, suddenly started signing in because they downloaded it on their PC because everyone moved on to PC because PC's better. PC Master Race.
PC Master Race.
And... now people are playing it, and I downloaded this like a couple of weeks ago, and I just started playing. I've just been reliving my childhood right now, and I want to see how much hours I've played of Halo: The Master Chief Collection. Let's see, hours played, 60 hours.
Wow.
I've played a total of 60 hours in the past 2 weeks, which probably some of you out there are probably like, "That's weak sauce. I could play more." And I'm like, "Well, that's not something to be proud of." That's all I have to say.
Speaking of Halo, well, we should tell the audience about. My computer setup in my basement.
The computer setup.
Because we need to get Halo downloaded on the computers down there.
We should get Halo on there.
There's some other games I want to get too.
Okay, well, so yeah. So my basement is unfinished, and there's a lot of random construction things down there, and there's a lot of like random crap down there. But and my dad is like a mechanic, and he's also good at like construction and stuff. So we have like this giant door. And then we put it on top of these metal sawhorses. And then, so we made like a makeshift table. And there's like a concrete floor below it. And then on top of this table, we put 8 old desktop computers all hooked together with wires in a local area network connection. And what we do...
Otherwise known as LAN.
Also known as LAN. And so we get together as friends once in a while, and we just... play old games from like the early 2000s, such as Empire Earth. That's the main one we do is Empire Earth. We also do Rise of Nations. We play Battlefront 2. We play Unreal Tournament, and we play games like that, and it's just super fun. And so we're just looking at old games that we can put on those computers that the computers can actually run.
And Halo 1 would function on those computers.
Yeah, probably.
And it's fun because like the olden days, right, you played games with your friends in person. Nowadays people don't do that, but I think it's better in person.
It is way better in person. That's why games like Super Smash Brothers. That's why they last. That's why they're always like, they're always like ones that people go out and buy. It's because it's one you can play with friends. Mm-hmm. Like, well, that's why Nintendo is thriving still now for like years. It's been like what, like 25, 30 years since they've been like formed, and they're just thriving, dude.
And that's what made the original Halo so fun, right? Because the old shooters you used to play on your Xbox, that was the purpose of a console, was to play with your friends split screen. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, consoles are trying to be a PC, right? Mm-hmm. It's all about good graphics and playing by yourself, and they charge you everything. But the problem is the console race will never be a PC, because a PC will out-destroy a console in every way. The only console that's thriving right now is a Switch, because it's not trying to be a PC. It's trying to be a console.
Yep. And it is true that playing with others is so much more fun.
It's way fun.
It's way more fun. Dude, Super Smash Bros. Is awesome.
There's still an appeal for like in-person parties and stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's a blast.
It's better still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would say, I mean, because I have, you know, upstairs, I have this old Nintendo 64, and it's fantastic. And I play the original Smash Brothers on
it. We should play that after this.
Yeah, we should.
We should play board.
Yeah, play some Smash, dude.
Just some Smash.
Oh, we'll talk about it after this podcast.
Dude. Smash Brothers. Anyways, so yeah. Halo's awesome. Halo's, I've played so much time on it now, and I need to chill out, honestly, because I waste a lot of time on it. But yeah, it's so much fun. It's just fun to relive, you know, your childhood and all that stuff. But yeah, it's a blast. And yeah, the setup is fantastic. If you guys saw the setup, you guys would laugh, because it's so many cords. So many cords.
So redneck.
It's a literal door on top of two sawhorses. It's a blast. Yeah, but it's so much fun down there.
Yeah.
And how many, the router that we use is like a 16 port or 32 port router or something like
that? It's a 16 port.
We don't need that many.
Yeah.
We only have like 7 computers running.
Yeah.
But
we have parts for others too.
We can get another one. Yeah, I mean, I have ones in my room right now that I've been working on that could get going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, we do LAN parties there, so it's
fast. Yeah, it's been a project that we've been working on for years. We've just been like gathering old broken down computers and reviving them and giving them new life, playing old games.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing. I just no, I'm not.
What?
I just remembered remembering the bit. Who moved the football?
Okay, tell that story.
I remember that.
Tell that story.
Oh my goodness.
This shows how redneck Nate's family can be. It's
so
awesome.
There we were in the basement. Playing a game of Empire, I think it was.
It was.
Game of Empire. Just going at it, building our civilizations, attacking each other, getting destroyed.
I was
getting destroyed. Nah, he wasn't. He would like to think he was.
I'm always winning.
Everyone teams up against you.
What are you talking
about? Every time we played a game, everyone teams up against you.
Yeah.
And I'm your ally until I get destroyed because you don't help.
I do help.
And then you threaten to not be my ally if I don't give you resources. And I'm just like, what the heck? What am I supposed to do?
You can stay my ally if you pay taxes to me.
The resources.
Like anyways, back to the story. So we were playing a game, and we just started. I don't know if it was me who noticed it first.
Something started to stink.
I had a pretty nice. I have a pretty strong sense of smell, so I started to notice a stank in that basement, and I had no idea what the freak that stank was, and I didn't know where it's coming from. And I was like, "What? Does anyone smell anything?" I was just like, "I must be going crazy." Did anyone fart? We're all like blaming each other for like farting and stuff. Like it was you, and you're like, "No, it wasn't me." They blame it. You know, we're just playing the blame game, like usual. So yeah. And then we're just like, and then you went upstairs. I think it was you, Nate, that went upstairs and asked your dad what it was. And then his dad yells, "Who moved the football?" And so it turns out there was a football that was lodged in this sewer pipe.
And it was connected like, to it was plumbing. The only thing blocking the sewage from where we were.
Yes.
It was this football.
It was a football that was just lodged into the sewer
pipe. It was purposely lodged in there, so all you know.
Yeah.
So
someone accidentally moved it, and that's why it stunk so much.
And so Nate's dad reinserted the football to block the smell.
And there was no more smell.
Is it still there to this day?
I don't know.
Maybe it is.
Yeah. I don't even know.
But that was awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Who moved the football?
That just gives you a picture of what it's like to play those games down there.
But they're fun. They're fun.
Random stuff happens like that.
When it's 3 in the morning and all you've had drinking is Mountain Dew and saltines, and you've been playing a game for like 8 hours. Yeah,
sometimes you just go crazy. Sit down and drink saltines.
Hey!
Drink saltines.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Nathan has an obsession with saltine crackers. Well, he did. Less so now.
But yeah,
he
less
did.
So now.
That's because the... Okay, so Nate...
I've been recovering from my addiction.
Yeah. Nate went to the Philippines where they lack saltines.
Well, they had saltines.
And so he had what we call...
They did.
They probably just
well, they were called Sky Flakes. So they were a little bit different, but I could have
dude,
had those.
If there was a product named Sky Flakes, I would buy that.
I would not buy that.
No, they actually
disgusting.
Have American flags on them.
That is sick.
Why?
I don't know. Filipinos like America. I don't know.
Okay.
Dude, that is sick, man.
Yeah, it's cool.
If something's, if they're called, what are they called? Sky
Flakes? I'll show you. Sky Flakes.
Sky Flakes? That sounds sick, man.
I'll show you.
What if someone like, hey, would you like some saltines versus, dude, you want some Sky Flakes? That sounds so
that
much
That sounds
better.
Like a cookie.
That sounds awesome.
It'd be better if it was
those are Sky Flakes.
They come in a
those
pail?
Those are the Filipino saltines.
Why do they come
they
in a
look
pail?
Like the crackers.
They look like
they are.
They look like in an ice cream container.
Yeah, they look like those cookies, like the fancy cookies that you get for Christmas. That's what those look like.
Why do they come in a tub like ice cream?
Yeah. They don't always come in a tub.
That's so straight. That's weird packaging right there.
Yeah. Well, Philippines, weird place.
Philippines. I've never been there.
You've never been there. How do you know? I'm the only one that's been there, and it is a weird place. But no, but it's a great
See?
Place.
I'm right.
No,
hey,
I love the Philippines.
With the microphone, dude. Look what you did.
I really want to go back to the Philippines. The Philippines is amazing. If any of you are from the Philippines, I love you. You're great.
And also rate us 5 stars.
Yes.
Spread us.
How to say rate us 5 stars in Ilonggo?
I have no idea.
What about Tagalog?
I have no idea.
Rate Tolo. Our podcast 5 star.
That's Spanish.
That
just
the,
kidding.
That
just
is
kidding.
The whitest.
No.
Interpretation of a language I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yes.
I added the O on the end.
You don't know how foreign languages work, do you?
Good stuff.
Quiero pedir perdón por mi amigo.
Anyways, we are now going to discuss...
¿Qué vamos a decir? Vamos a hablar sobre cosas que
speak English.
Son mejores que las que.
What did you say for our English people?
Solo quiero decir que Ethan no sabe hacer nada y ahora me está pegándole. Abusivo. Él es un abusivo.
Whatever. All right, we need
Pero
to
debemos this. Hablar sobre.
¿Qué me estás mirando?
Anyways,
qué vamos a decir.
Hey, anyways, we have discussed many things tonight.
Sí, hemos podido discutir un poquito. Discutir.
Bueno.
So,
bueno.
Those of you who are listening,
no hay nadie escuchando este podcast. No hay nadie.
What?
Pero, si alguna persona...
Speak English!
Solo quiero decir que este podcast es fantástico. And you should rate us 5 stars.
Oh, my gosh.
Rip, dude. We got a lot done in 40 minutes.
38. 39.
And we'll be 40 minutes in 30 seconds.
So what will be our final topic for the night?
Yeah, let's do one more thing.
One more topic.
Switzerland.
Rip, dude. Talk about Switzerland.
All right.
In my opinion, the Swiss are...
Switzerland is a cool place. None of us have been. But
we want to.
We'd like to.
It is the best country in Europe to live in.
Why? What do you say?
By far.
It is one of the freest.
They pay you to have weapons.
I think it's only if you're in their military.
Yeah.
And a citizen.
But it's also required to be in the military. It's mandatory. So everyone has weapons. Swiss. The Swiss are awesome. Swiss K-31. Ever heard of that?
Why are you looking at the gun? You have the actual gun in the other room.
But I don't want to get it out. It'll take forever.
Okay.
But yeah, let's talk about the Swiss K-31 and how fantastic it is.
So, for all
I thought
of
we were going to talk about Switzerland and how great it is.
We're talking about the gun now. So, all of you who don't know, there's different types of guns, right? And typically...
of course they know that.
I don't know. One type of gun is, think of a hunting rifle. That's what most people think of when they think of this look. It's not a hunting rifle. It's a rifle. And so why this is what's called a bolt-action rifle, which means every time you shoot, you have to move a bolt and then move it back into place to move in the next round into the chamber. Mm-hmm. And so the K31 is a straight pull. Usually you have to move it up and then back and then go back to put the bullet in. This one you just pull back and then pull forward. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
So it's not quite semi-automatic. You have, between every shot, you have to pull back.
And semi-automatic means every time you pull the trigger, a bullet comes out.
Yeah.
This is not semi-automatic because you have to move the bolt every time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the Swiss K31 is probably
one of the most accurate.
It's one of the most accurate. I would say
Finnish Mosin is pretty accurate too.
It is pretty. Yeah, the Finnish Mosin is pretty great. The Mosins are great, man. But
I have two Mosins.
It'd be sick to have a.
You have to get Finnish Mosins to be the most accurate though, because the Soviets just mass produced them.
It would be nice to have a Mauser. Kar 98K is pretty accurate
but
as well.
We all know the hero of World War II is the Grand.
Yeah, semi-automatic.
That's the rifle they used in Jaws to shoot the shark.
Yeah.
Yeah. M1 Grand.
The gun that took the Nazis by surprise.
I'm going to tell you all the difference between a magazine and a clip. A K31 does not take... Well, I think...
As both.
You can put a...
You can put a clip and a magazine?
I don't think you can put a clip in a K31.
Mm-hmm. This is a clip.
No, the clip. The clip is what you do to load it.
That's a clip?
Okay, yeah. So think of the gun I just described to you at. Really kind of wood, kind of... When you think of a hunting rifle, this is kind of the shape. So a clip goes in the top, and it's this metal, like, piece of metal, kind of like a ruler, but really short.
Or sometimes wax, because mine was made of wax as well.
Yeah. And it has a bunch of bullets attached to it. And what you do is you stick it in the top of the gun, you push it in, and it pushes all the bullets down into the gun. So
One's metal. That's sick.
Yeah.
I want one.
And so that's a clip. A magazine is when you think of like an AR-15 or kind of a modern military weapon. The thing that holds the bullets that you put in the gun in the bottom, that is a magazine that holds the bullets. The clip and a magazine are different. So if anyone ever says a clip when they're talking about a magazine, they have no idea what the crap they're talking about.
Like, for example, if they say they take the clip and they put it in the pistol, that's, you don't do that. You put a magazine in a pistol.
Yes. Clips only typically go in older guns that are... Kind of think World War I, World War II era.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or like hunting rifles or something.
Yeah.
Like,
so there's a difference.
They have Swedish K-31? What?
You should also educate yourself on guns so people don't pull one over on you. Doesn't mean you have to have one, but yeah.
I recommend it, though. It's pretty great to...
It's cool.
To be able to know that you can defend yourself... In any case in which someone decides that they want to threaten you and your family.
That was our topic, the Swiss to guns.
Well, we went all over the place.
Wait, but why were we so interested in going to Switzerland? Or
it's a cool place.
The geography is beautiful
over there. Also, and it's an interesting country too, because
they've maintained neutrality throughout both world wars.
Who cares? Well,
they're cool.
They should have stayed neutral.
Switzerland is kind of like the crossroads of Europe, because you have parts of that country that speak
crossroads
German.
Of Western Europe.
You just
insulted every Eastern European.
Sorry. Crossroads of Western.
Every
Europe.
Polish man and German was just insulted by it.
Because there's like German speaking areas, there's Italian speaking areas, and there's French speaking areas, and it's been neutral through like World War I, World War II, all that. So it's just it's a really interesting.
Yeah,
place.
But you can make the argument they shouldn't have been neutral during World War II.
I think they should have
regardless
been.
Regardless of stance of whether or not they should have went to war and sacrificed all their resources into a war that had nothing to do with them. Mm-hmm. Regardless of that, Switzerland's awesome.
Yeah. It's a cool place. Yeah, if I visited Europe, that'd be one of the main places.
And
yeah,
Scotland.
Switzerland's so sick.
Italy would be cool, though. See the Roman ruins.
That would be cool, too. Yeah.
Pretty much all of Europe would be cool to visit.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of history.
The history. It does. I'd only visit for historical reasons, though.
And for food.
Depends on the place. Italian food. Oh, my goodness, dude. Italian food.
Yeah.
Italy.
They have some ice cream thing that I want to try. What's it called?
Oh, you're talking about gelato.
Gelato,
yeah. I want to try gelato.
Gelato. I think it's pronounced gelato.
You guys don't want to try haggis up in Scotland?
I know someone who eats haggis.
Gelato.
The dude got baptized.
Probably.
Today.
Yeah, it is gelato.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah. Anyways, that is our podcast. We thank you for listening, and we hope to see you next time.
Don't worry.
Bye-bye.
They can hear you.
Bye.
Bye.